Have you ever thought of taking some R&B Spanish
Yes,
for your label?
definitely. I mean, we spoke about it, but me and Raul Alejandro, he has like that background, and I love his voice too.
What's up, everybody? My name is Gali. We're here at La Musica Podcast with the musical icon that has the keys to the best city in the world, Diddy. How you doing?
Yes, I'm doing great. But you know, I have the keys to Miami,
ooh,
New York,
my city,
New York, and LA. So it's like, you know, so I just got
the
New
three
York.
Pillars.
Yeah,
the three pillars.
Those are three places that I.
How does it feel to have the key to your city?
Oh, it feels great. It feels I've wanted that key for a long time because people would always say Diddy runs the city because I ran the marathon,
of course,
and Diddy guy has the keys to the city. But I was like, I don't actually have the keys to the city, but I never really was cool with the mayor till we got a cool mayor now. And
okay.
He saw it befitting. He was like, hey, let me give you the keys to the city. And I was like, it would be my honor.
And on top of that, it's great that now the icon era, I think.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And one of the things that I appreciate a lot is that you use the power, the secret weapon of God. I heard your speech, and that's my secret weapon too. So
yes.
I wanted to ask you, when was it that you realized God's purpose in your life, like in music?
Oh, that's very in music. I realized God's purpose very early on when I started producing, and the purpose was to bring joy. You know, I never got into music to make money. It was always like, can I move you? Can I make you dance? Or can you be driving in the car beside me and listening to my music? And so that has always been that. Mm. And even to this day, that's what it is. You know, I could have made it heavier than that.
Mm.
But it's really for you to enjoy it. It's not for me to be the superstar. It's for you to like the music, you know? So
it's funny you say that because I moved to the U.S. in 2000, right before the Saga Continues album. And I learned English, actually listening to your records. How do you feel the Latin music and the Spanish language have breaking barriers nowadays? How does that make you feel?
Yeah, I mean, for me, you know, it started in 2000 for me when I did the P.E. remix. I started dabbling in, in translating some of my records. And then also on my first album, I had a record called Senorita.
Mm-hmm.
Because this has been my upbringing, you know what I'm saying?
Nice.
I was raised in like Harlem and raised in the Bronx and raised around like my Latino brothers and sisters. And so it was just something that was natural, going to the Puerto Rican Day Parade, being on the float, you know what I'm saying? And just out there, you know, so it's just, and going to school in the Bronx, you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
If you're in the Bronx, that's, you know, as everybody knows, it's like, you know, it's majority Latino.
Yes.
And so growing up in the Bronx, having that blessing to be able to, to be able to do that, you know, it has me where I presented, you know, with Daddy Yankee.
Yes.
I just my personal life and just also just, you know, musically, you know. So it's something that I've been a part of for a long time.
I feel like that. Urban music in general is full of Latin influences. If you look at house music, even in Chicago or in New York, all the producers have very much Latin roots, you know, and it's great to see that you have always had that in terms of putting music out there that just make people feel amazing.
Yes.
That's what I actually felt about your album. I think it's a great production and the way that it's an album that I say that I remember when we went through the whole COVID era and then you were saying like COVID babies.
Yes.
I think next year we're going to have a bunch of love babies.
Love,
you know,
yeah, definitely.
With
that's
album.
That's the purpose to definitely have some love album babies.
Uh-huh.
We have confirmed some confirmed pregnancies.
So next year, love babies
next
all
year,
around.
There's going to be love babies, yeah.
Do you have a favorite song in the album, Diddy?
Right now, my focus is The One of Me.
Amazing.
It's a single with The Weeknd, Another One of Me, Another One of Me. It's a single with The Weeknd, 21 Savage, French Montana.
One of my favorite tracks that you have is with Angela Hunt. For me, I really love her voice. And this is like a full circle for me because I met her. I actually wrote a song with her on a record I did.
Yeah.
It's a reggae record. And meeting you here, it's like, wow, like I realize why it is that you pick the voices that you pick, you know,
yeah.
Especially in terms of your production. you always find those voices that break through,
Yeah,
you know?
definitely.
So what is your expectation for this album in terms of the everybody that you have there?
Man, I didn't come into it with an expectation of like, this is what success looks like. I was more came into it like, I hope people feel it. And people are feeling it. It's definitely, you know, I took me 3 years to make it. I've been making it for 3 years. And I'm listening to it now. This is the first album of mine that I listened to because the frequency makes me feel so good. Mm. I'm like, okay, it's my record, but it makes me feel good. Mm. And then sometimes when I try to go to other music, I don't feel the same. So this has been one of my, for me, this is really up there with all my classic
nice.
Album experiences from like My Life to, you know what I'm saying, Ready to Die, Life After Death, No Way Out. It's up there with all of those great albums.
I think it definitely took 13 years, right, the last
yes,
record?
Yes, 13 years.
But it's going to be like 100 plus years. Yeah. I feel like it's going to be an album that's going to live forever.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Especially that with the record now, with the record label, the whole R&B label that you're doing as well.
Yes.
I think it's going to
yes.
open the doors. Have you ever thought of taking some R&B Spanish for your label?
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to do something. I mean, we spoke about it, but me and Raul Alejandro, we had spoke about it because he has like that background and I love his voice too. And I'm just, you know, I've been here with the Latin movement, you know, from day one, you know what I'm saying? It's the way I was brought up. So it was very important for me it's important for me to collaborate with Latin artists.
For me, it's a great pleasure, and I really admire your commitment to the music, which is what we love in artists like yourself, and also give platforms to artists all around the world, not only in Spanish. For me, obviously, it's very special, but thank you so much for always adding to the industry, not only the industry, but the music in general, and it was a pleasure to talk to you about music today and, you know, talk about your album, so... Thank you so much,
Thank
everybody.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
No,
love.
No. Thank you so much. La Música Podcast, thank you so much.